Hey, don't be shy. Come in. Just go through the door on the right into my room and wait for me a moment. I get us something to drink. Don't worry so much. I won't bite. Yet. I mean, come on, dude. We know each other for a while now. I was looking forward to doing this project with you, you know? Yes, I was. You're the one person in that class I can stand. You don't believe me? Then tell me, when did you see me talk to anyone else from the class? That's what I thought. What do you mean that is not something to be smug about? I don't like these people. They are weird and have this huge, normie smell on them. Yes, I said normie smell. Shut up. You know what I'm talking about. They all talk about how great their weekend was and how nice the party they were at was. Like, I don't care. I don't want to listen to you bragging about wasting your youth away. Imagine wasting your free time to get, well, wasted. See? You left. Now get your butt into my room and sit down, or I make you. Here you go. I hope iced tea is okay. I started making my own, and since then I have had nothing else in my house. But I can get you water if you want. It's fine. Okay. Sorry, I got a little bit nervous myself now. I know I teased you earlier. I just thought you are the first guy to ever be in my room. I never really was the social type. I liked being by myself, you know? This hasn't changed even now. Most people just don't interest me. What does interest me? Well, I mean, you can see this room, right? A wall filled with all kinds of posters from way too edgy animes, multiple consoles plugged into my TV, a giant bookshelf filled with books that already saw the best of their time. Huh? Oh yeah, I read books again and again. I just can't stop after reading it once. They are too precious to me for that. Same with shows and games. I repeat them over and over again. I guess I just can't let go once I'm hooked by something. Oh, you feel the same? Guess we are more alike than we thought. So what games are you hooked on that can't leave you alone? Oh my god, really? No way. I have that one here. Yeah, I play it every now and then, but I'm not that good at it. Maybe you could show me how to play? Right, the project. Well, we have time, right? I called you over to my place because, it doesn't matter. No, don't make me say it. It's super embarrassing. I called you over because I was hoping to get to spend some time with you. Don't look at me now. Oh, my face must look so weird. Cute? Me? Shut up. There's no way I am cute. I'm the nerdy girl that no one really talks to. If I were cute, don't you think I would have realized it by now? None of the other guys seem to have any interest in me. Not like I care. They're dumb anyway. No, it's fine. Thanks for calling me cute. I'm happy about it. Well, now that we managed to make the mood weird, how about we bring it back to bearable? You want to know more about me? Well, there is not much to say. I'm a nerd with a fable for dark and edgy stuff, but also some classics I grew up with. I own a pet. Yes, I do. She is called Annie. She should be sleeping now, though. Her enclosure is in the living room. Oh, Annie is a snake. A python, to be specific. Your face got white. No, she is not big. Maybe the size of your arm. She's still a little girl. But it's not like she will grow much more, which is good because I couldn't live without her. Where does her name come from? Oh, she got her name from the main character of my favorite book. Which book is it? Not telling. Okay, I got an idea. If you can guess my book, it doesn't have to be now. I will give you a reward. Yeah, your face is red. Of course mine is as well. I told you this is the first time having a boy over, and I feel like I could get used to it as long as it's with you. Would you mind if I got a little bit closer to you? Just because, let's say, because I'm curious how it feels to be close to a boy. Did I say something weird? Sorry. Well, I think you're a bit cool and maybe also a bit handsome, so I thought I would be okay if it were you. All that shit the popular girls did back in their teens, I never experienced it. How does it feel to be embraced? How warm can someone else be? How do you feel close to the one you... Oh, never mind. But all that stuff. I never had a kiss either. Don't think just because I'm a bit weird, I'm not a girl. I have an interest in these things as well. Is that a bit too much for you? It's okay. You still have your own will. There is nothing I can do to force you. I just thought I got the gist of it and felt like you might, I don't know, be interested as well. It's okay. I can see you're just overwhelmed. You see, sometimes I struggle with keeping what is on my mind in there, which is also a reason why I tend to stay silent in class. they would isolate me even more if I let that stuff out in class. But you won't do that to me, right? Thank you. I knew you were the right one. For the project, I mean. Do I still want to sit next to you? I would love to. You are radiating heat. Must be your warm heart. Would you mind if I took a bit from that heat? I mean, you look comfy. I mean, I would like to cuddle up to you for a while. I mean, you're okay with it? Yay. Oh, you actually do feel warm. It's really nice. I could need you in the mornings to not miss my bed so much. I dreamed of this, you know, having someone that I could be close with, someone that could make me forget about all the stress in life, someone who makes these voices in my head disappear. And you feel like this kind of someone. Since I saw you for the first time in class, I knew you were different. You were not like the others. You were nice to me, and you made me feel good. I knew I had to get closer to you, but I suck at social interaction, as you already know. Oh, you are super red. Are you sure this is okay? You just feel so right, so it is hard for me to hold back. Touching you is like little explosions go off. It's addictive. I wonder. Hey, can you close your eyes for a moment? I got curious again. You're too sweet for your own good. Someday you'll get eaten up by some pretty lady. She'll lay her hands on you. She might not have you best in mind. She would soil you, your kind heart. But don't worry. I don't plan to rip my fangs into you. All I want for you is the best, so try to relax. You called me cute, but when I see you like this, sitting there with your eyes closed, beet red face, and fidgeting with your fingers, I think you are the cute one in this room. Okay. Don't be surprised. I'm sure you can guess what is going to happen now. No, keep your eyes closed. I think I'm not done yet. This is even better than I could have imagined. You taste sweet. This feels like fireworks are going off in each of my cells. I can't get enough. You can open your eyes now. You look... Actually, I don't think I can describe how you look. This might be because there's too much going on in my head right now. I'm getting a bit nervous, 'cause It felt really good. Like, really, really good. And I'm worried I might scare you off. So could you please say something? You were just nervous too? So I didn't do anything bad right now? Oh God, I feel so much better hearing you say this. I wouldn't want you to be uncomfortable with this, especially since we still have a project to do. But this felt just so right. It feels right to be at your side. And I wouldn't want this to change now. I don't want to let you go anymore. You could say you're mine now. Say, how about we start that project sometime? For now, all I want is to wrap myself around you and feel your warmth. Because when you go home, I will be all alone again. So I want to remember this feeling. Remember your warm touch, your smell, your taste. Is that okay? Perfect. I wouldn't have taken no for an answer anyway. Now let's cuddle up and forget that there is even a world outside of this room, okay? That's what I wanted to hear, and the only thing I would have accepted.